Lesson 2, vowel substitutions related to the resonance of the German accent. Now, in many of the accents and dialects that we study in this series of tapes, there are many, many vowel changes, very distinct vowel changes that take place. Interestingly enough, here in the German accent, there are very few really significant changes in vowel pronunciation between the American English and the German accent. In fact, most of the vowel changes we can consider to be simply extensions of this resonance which we've been practicing so hard in the last lesson. Now, what I'm going to do is to give you some general rules first about the vowels, and then we will practice getting those vowels directly out of the German resonance we've been practicing. First of all, I tell you that in the German accent, most of what we call in phonetics lax form vowels have the tendency to become tense form vowels. So the E sound would tend to become E, and the E sound would tend to become A, and the O sound would tend to become O, and the O sound would tend to become U. But again, I don't really want you to intellectualize those pronunciation changes too much. I want you to pursue the new resonance aggressively and generate a slight deviation in the vowels out of that new resonance. These vowels do not go all the way to change. We'll use the same basic exercise format from the counting that we were using, where I say first the word or sentence with the normal American resonance and pronunciation. You repeat it. And then I will use the new German focus and pronunciation, and you repeat that again and concentrate primarily on the resonance. Okay, we look now at the ear sound, which tends to be E. So we have a word list here. Inside, inside. Sister, sister. Clinic, clinic. Again, you can hear I'm not saying inside, sister, clinic. It will start to sound like a Romance language if we do that. But it's just slightly harsher, slight migration towards it. You can really think of this as the same vowel with more of this German resonance. One sentence. Winter differs incredibly in its impact on individuals. Winter differs incredibly on its impact on individuals. Now looking at the E, which migrates slightly toward the A. End, ain't. Temper, temper. Expert, expert. Still get it out of the resonance. Don't think of it really as a change in pronunciation. The song was rendered by two men who netted 25 cents for their efforts. The song was rendered by two men who netted 25 cents for their effort. Now we look at the O sound, as in foot, and we see that it goes, migrates slightly towards the U, foot, foot, but again does not go there completely. You get it out of the resonance. It's just a simple extension of the resonance. Cook, cook. Cushion, cushion. Keep thinking of all these resonance exercises we were doing before. Stood, stood. I understood there was a good book in the neighborhood library. I understood there was a good book in the neighborhood library. We don't have to do too many sentences on this because it's really not a clear pronunciation change. Just reinforcing here the resonance exercises that we were doing here with these basic lax form vowels. The last of these is the O sound in dog, which tends towards the O. So you have dog, dog, thought, thought, call, call. Sometimes when this O sound is spelled with the AU, it may go to AU, like author, outer, auto, auto, but you can get away without doing that at all. The awful sauce made Paul pause and walk to the emergency ward. the awful sauce, made Paul pause and walk to the emergency ward. Now we look now at another class of vowels in the German accent. These are the diphthongs. Now diphthongs in American English are what we call double vowels. Things like A, O, I, ow, and oi. You can hear that there are two stages to each of those vowels. Now in the German accent, what we're going to do with this stress is to go just a little bit harder and a little bit more elongated on the first stage of the vowel. And we will complete the second stage, but it becomes a very short second stage. So instead of A, we get A. Instead of O, we get O. Instead of I, it's I. So you can hear that the second stage becomes very much shorter, the first stage very much longer. Let's look at the A's. Wait, wait. Take, take. April, April. Delay, delay. Again, get this out of the resonance. Statesmen, hasten to awaken the nation. Statesmen, hasten to awaken the nation. Sometimes if you're getting really stereotyped on a diphthong like this, you can say awaken, awaken, but we'll talk more about that later. On the O sound, go, go, over, over, stone, stone, don't. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. Keep generating this out of the resonance. On the I now, instead of I'll, it's I'll, I'll. Longer on the first day. So we do island, island, sign, sign, dine, dine. My guide and I had a fine time on Friday. My guide and I had a fine time on Friday. Don't forget to do the resonance focus. Now the ow, instead of out, it's going to be out, out. Much more stress on the first stage of the diphthong. About, house, house, clown, clown. The mouse bound down the field and around the mound. The mouse bound down the field and around the mound. And the final diphthong is the oi. So instead of boy, it's boy, boy, with a much longer o and a shorter e. Coin, coin. Ointment, ointment. Noise, noise. Loyal, loyal. The loyal boys joined together in their toil. The loyal boys joined together in their toil. Now we move on to two other vowels here, which have the tendency to make a change in German, but it's not absolutely necessary. These are the A sound, as in manner, and the A sound, as in cut and butt. Both of these tend to change to A, like the tongue depressor down in the tongue, A, A, A in German. This, of course, shoots the sound more towards the point of focus anyway. So instead of bat, we do bat. Cat, cat. Rattle, rattle. I asked you the answer last week. I asked you the answer last week. Now doing the above, above. Cut, cut. Must, must. Sometimes, sometimes. London Bridge fell the other day. London Bridge fell the other day. basically, we can do this both ways, or we can do this neither way. You can just say above and cut and bat and cat and use the resonance. And it's much more important that you're pronouncing it out of the proper resonance. These are not really major sound changes. This then is the end of the lesson on the vowel changes related to the German resonance.